those who have worked with me in my earlier days as working with youth, they know how tough I can be with young people. The reason was, I believed in young people. The painful part of it, ladies and gentlemen, is I have watched and seen young people being used. No one in Zimbabwe uses his daughters or his sons to go and do something ugly. They look for someone else's child to go and do it. The question is, why do we allow that to be done? We do not have the time to teach our children the basic civic education for them to be in a position to understand how to handle each other's tempers and tantrums, how to know their rights as youth, and how to know their duties and responsibilities as citizens. We don't. In my view, I think this is where we have to take the blame humbly. I believe in the political parties. They can do a lot. They don't have to be Christians. They only need to be human beings to teach their young people to behave as young people. So that in future, they are the ones who can salute with the elders and say, what a job you did. You may have made mistakes, but we had somewhere to start. We should not employ young people on violence. The practical sensitivities of the politics and the economics have to be the responsibility of the state and the citizens, and we have to teach our young people how other nations have a pride of being who they are in their countries and how they can assist their countries in the future.